and welcome to Empowering Homeschool Conversations. My name is Peggy Pleur. I'm the founder and CEO of Sped Homeschool, as well as the host of this weekly broadcast, Empowering Homeschool Conversations, which is sponsored by Sped Homeschool. If you don't know who we are a nonprofit that empowers families to home educate children with learning challenges. And so I encourage you to check out our website at spedhomeschool.com to learn more about the resources that we offer. My guest, unfortunately, today is sick. And so instead of not doing a broadcast this week, I decided, why not, since school is just starting, why don't we cover the most frequently asked questions that come into Sped Homeschool? And of course, if you're watching live with us, I would love to include your questions as well. So this is going to be a very interactive, fun conversation today. And Jan, she wishes she felt better so that she could join us today, but we will reschedule that broadcast with her in the future. So this is going to be all about your questions. And then I'm going to share some resources, kind of navigate you a bit through the Sped Homeschool website. There's a lot of resources on there that you probably aren't even aware of that you can use. And they answer pretty much every question you could possibly think of. And if they don't, guess what? My team and I sit down every year and figure out what questions you've asked that we don't have answers to. And then we set that up as what our content calendar will look like in the following year. So I'm super excited that we just sat down recently and came up with that list. Maybe I should give you a sneak peek, huh? So for the end of this year, we're focusing on IEPs this month. So you'll see that the blogs that we have coming out this month and a lot of the broadcasts are talking about IEPs and individual education plans for your kids. How do you individualize school? How do you set goals? How do you measure achievement? Those types of things we've been focusing on. And I know Jan has a lot to share, and she will be with us. Hopefully next month we'll do a double broadcast with her. But going on into September, we're going to talk about preschool and homeschooling preschool with a child with learning challenges or disabilities. And then into October, we're going to cover some integrating technology and how to do that safely and effectively. Because a lot of times there's a lot of technology out there and we're not quite sure how to use it. Our kids love it, but they don't always learn best on it. And so how do we optimize that? So we're going to be talking about that in October. November, we're going to talk about unit studies and holiday unit studies, because why not mix things up a little bit to make things fun around the holidays for your kids and educational as well? You can sneak in that school. And then in December, we're going to talk about parent care, caring for you as the caregiver and body, mind, and soul. So that's what's coming up this year. But next year, what we've decided for our content calendar is we're going to cover in January alternative therapies. In February, we're going to focus on some specific impairments like visual, hearing, physical impairments, and integrating those impairments and helping your children out with those things when they struggle in those areas. March next year, we're going to be focusing on twice exceptional. All of my kids are twice exceptional, so I understand how difficult that can be to navigate because you have them gifted in one area and failing in another area, and how do you keep them mentally in a place where they feel like that they can do things and use those gifts. And so then in April, we're going to talk about different pathways out of high school and how to build your high school based on those different paths that your child is going to take. May, we're going to focus on nonverbal learning. June, we're going to focus on adapting curriculum specific modalities. July, we're going to, of course, share our community stories like we do every July. That is always so fun to be able to share your stories. And so if you feel like I've got stuff to share and I want to be on the show or I want to write a blog, contact our office. Let us know ahead of time. You got a lot of time to prepare then for July next year. But then we're going to focus in August on documenting your students' progress, which will, of course, tie in with those IEPs. We always try to cover things like that in August. And then September, we're going to dive into child-directed learning, and October, behavioral intervention, November, homeschooling with your extended family. We're finding now that a lot of people have grandparents living at home or extra relatives living with them. As budgets become tight, we've been combining our households. And how do you do that? How do you do that effectively? And then in December, we're going to cover single parenting too. So that's what's coming up in 2023. I'm super excited that we already have that content calendar pulled together. But we already have a lot of resources out there. And I see we have some viewers on with me right now. If you are looking for Jan, I'm sorry, she is under the weather. She had hoped she was feeling better, but she said, I was in bed all day. Can we reschedule? So we're rescheduling with her, but today you got me, and I'm going to navigate you a little around with frequently asked questions and how do you find resources on our website and all that fun stuff. So if you have a question, and I'm going to be repeating this throughout this hour, please, please, please put it in the comments. If you're watching on Facebook, put it in the comments of the Facebook page and I'll be able to see those. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, put your comments there or questions and let's go through them. Let's try to find the resources that you need. And what I'm going to do at the very end is I'm going to compile a list and put those in the description of this YouTube video as well as in the podcast. So then you aren't searching, trying to find these resources. I actually do the entire website for Sped Homeschool, which has its pluses and minuses. We can change it a lot, but it means that probably it needs some help. So I do apologize for that, but it financially where we are at as a nonprofit, it just makes a lot of sense right now. But if you want to become a donor partner, we would love that. I'm going to take you onto the homepage of our website just to give you a little overview. So this is Sped Homeschool, spedhomeschool.com or spedhomeschool.org. You can find us either way. We are there. If you scroll down, you'll see that, yes, we provide training, resources, tools, encouragement that empower families to home educate students with unique learning needs. You can donate. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and that's why we have that donate button there, because although I don't get paid yet, all of our team members do. And I love that I can employ homeschooling parents. I'll talk a little bit more about that and some open positions that we have if that's something that you're like, I'd like to work with their team. So, and then we have the Get Homeschool Help button. I'm going to dive into that really big in just a second. But I want to talk about just the growing number of parents homeschooling kids with special needs. Recently, there was a census, the Census Bureau and the Hanover Research did independent studies combining together. Now, as of November of last year, we're seeing that 3.9 million children with learning challenges are being homeschooled. And that's 3.2 million new homeschoolers since pre-pandemic. So we have added to our community by 3.9 million from being 0.7 million before the 2020 pandemic started. So you can see that the need that we are reaching is incredible for our nonprofit. We just happen to be set up. God put onto my heart this this ministry way before we started. And everything started closing down and shutting down and parents started panicking and realizing that homeschooling actually was a really good way to teach their kids with learning challenges. But we know that with the increasing number of remote learning that is necessitated in a lot of areas just because of teacher shortage and people with some challenges with health issues. That's been a reason that people have turned to homeschooling. Lengthy IEP disputes, you know, there's bullying, a lot of issues. We've listed those on our website, but I'm sure that's probably one of the reasons you're homeschooling. I know my oldest, the reason we started homeschooling is because Milo's got kicked out of school. The private school he was going to said, we can't take him. So what do you do? Well, you pray and you homeschool. And now he's 25. I'm just amazed that all those homeschooling years are already behind me now. But if you want to know more about what we believe, the work that we do, that's all there. A quote from me. And then just the services we provide. We have partners. We actually go and vet curriculum, therapy, consultants, tutors, testing providers, bloggers, and other special needs organizations, homeschool organizations. And those are the ones that are listed on our website. So know if you find a resource on our website, they have had a personal interview with me. They don't just pay to get on our website. Yes, they pay at different levels to get listed different places, but that supports our nonprofit work. We don't just list them because they're willing to pay us. Otherwise, we'd have a lot of resources on our website that would be very unuseful to you. And that is not our goal. Our goal is to really help you to find what you need. We also have a community that we provide. We have a Facebook group. We have another group that's you can register for on our Empowered Homeschool Network, which is empoweredhomeschool.com or empoweredhomeschool.org. We now own both of those URLs. So you can connect with other parents, ask questions, say, well, what did you do when you got in this spot? Or this is what I'm struggling with. Help me know that I'm not alone. I just remember those years that I was going through those things to just be reassured that there was someone else. Maybe they didn't have the answer to my question, but I wasn't by myself, and that's so important. And of course, our broadcast podcasts, you'll find us here on our YouTube channel. Our podcast can be found on basically any podcasting platform, iHeartRadio, Google, Apple, Spotify. I could go on and on. Just look for Empowering Homeschool Conversations. You'll find us. And just download. I've been doing this broadcast for 4.5 years. So there's a lot of content on there, and you can search those videos and those podcasts for exactly what you're looking for and all those experts that I've interviewed over the years. And then we have extra tools. And I'm going to talk a lot about that within our time between your questions. If you're popping on new, I've seen a couple people popped on new. I'm going to answer your questions this hour. So if you want to throw those in the comments below in the feed, I will be happy to interrupt whatever I'm talking about because I have no plan here. I just am coming on and sharing some resources with you this hour. But our tools are, we have checklists and guides and downloads. We have the number one special needs homeschooling blog out there. Of course, I've already talked about our podcasts and our videos, but I want to show you just two that you can search those because there is so much content. We have over 900 videos now on our YouTube channel. And I always tell people, do not watch them all. Don't even try to. There's content that is good for you and your child. And so search that out and get the best of what you need. You can always go back later if you feel like you need more. It'll still be there. and going down, just some reviews from parents and consultants, and subscribe to our newsletter. I want to talk a little bit about our newsletter. There's no questions yet. We send out a newsletter on Monday nights and Friday mornings. So the ones that come out on Monday night are reminders to whatever our broadcast is going to cover on Tuesday afternoon. So if you want to make sure that you're not missing the live conversations, you want to be on our mailing list. And so that will come out on Monday night. Now, on Friday morning, we highlight one of the blogs that is on our website. And it's usually related to questions we get that time of year or just new content that has been shared on social media. Maybe you're not on social media. And so those types of things we cover in our newsletter. And they're fun and exciting. And we sometimes have partners share special deals and promo codes. So you're getting in on all of that as well. And then finally, again, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. You can donate if you own a business or you know somebody that owns a business that should be listed on our website. They can click on this partner button down at the bottom here and find out more about those partnership opportunities to support our nonprofit work, but also to help us share their resources with families. And finally, join us. Like I said, we have a couple opportunities open on our team, and we're still looking for people to fill those. One is a marketing person that can help us reach out to those organizations, the curriculum providers, the therapists, the tutors. We can build the content on our website. And so that's kind of like a sales position marketing, but also building our content for our social media calendar and our email calendar, kind of the behind the scenes part, not the actual posting. We have people on our team that already do that, but I'm unfortunately doing all the other stuff and I need that off my plate. So anyways, and it wouldn't be vetting the organizations. That's something I personally love to do, and to talk to the businesses and the business owners about their passion behind what they do. And I just love to be able to mentor them as well. So that's just a little bit about that. Oh, and the other position that is open on our team is a web designer. If you know anything about WordPress, we definitely have a growing website, and it's getting a little hard to manage at times. So anyways, those are the open positions. Now you see on the bottom here, there's this little search thing. This is your most powerful tool on our website, because if you were to put in, let's put in dyslexia, because that's a big one, that, and we'll search. Okay. We have on our website, you can see right here, 6 steps to homeschooling a child with dyslexia. This was an article written a while ago, and they're going to be listed from newest to oldest. So this is the newest content we've had on dyslexia. Now, if we go down to the next one, dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, the dilemma, that was written by Dr. Jan Bedell, who's going to be on today. Sorry, she's sick, but that, if you want to search for Dr. Jan Bedell on our website, she has a lot of articles she has written for us. She's been on the Spend Homeschool Board of Directors for a long time and has supported our work through sharing her knowledge. We also have a spotlight on specific learning disabilities, and this one is dyslexia. We did a whole month of spotlights. And then let's look at dyslexia differently. 6 steps for helping teens struggling with the dyslexia diagnosis. And then you'll see that this autism homeschooling from start to finish, she probably mentioned dyslexia in that article, and that's why it came up. So, and then if you scroll down even further, you'll find that you'll find resources also on other things, and some older content that hits that dyslexia as well. So I'm going to head back up this page, and we are going to go to our Get Homeschool Help section, because that is where all of the good stuff is. So this button right here, Get Homeschool Help, if you pop into there, we have resources and resources and resources. So like I said, the blog, we have the number one homeschooling blog. This is the newest blog that just came out last Wednesday. Our blogs come out on Wednesday morning. So if you're looking for new content, just know that Wednesday, sometime, oh, dark 30 in the morning, our newest blog will come up on our website. So you can find the newest ones there, and then you can just scroll down and go through one after the other and the other. Okay, so that's the blogs. Our curriculum. If you're looking for curriculum, these are the vetted curriculum products. We cover therapeutic curriculum, which therapeutic curriculum is curriculum that isn't subject-based, but it's more to help your student with their learning needs, their therapy needs. So last week I interviewed Dr. Carol Brown with Equipping Minds. So Equipping Minds is one of those that increases cognitive abilities. Also, Brain Sprints, which Dr. Jan Bedell, who's going to be on today, that her curriculum does a lot of the same thing, even though it does cover some bases with subjects as well. And then Diane Kraft, she has such a dear place in my heart. She's been my mentor for years, and was an original Sped Homeschool board member. And so her Right Brain learning system is also on here. So these are alternative things, and the Bjorgum speech publications, they have like speech therapy cards, and then Cherish Children Ministries, Dr. Rebecca, who was on just a couple weeks ago. Those are the types of curriculum you're going to find on this section of our website. So those are not things that you would use that are subject specific, but they're going to help your child across the board to increase their cognitive abilities. And so that is why they're listed there. Now we have the all-in-one subjects, which I know are quite popular. Or like Home Life Academy, who's listed on here, they actually help you build your homeschooling program with an eclectic mix of curriculum, but they are an umbrella school that does that and helps you with transcripts, diplomas, certificates of completion, all of those types of things. And you'll notice that some of our listings are higher than others. These are our big sponsors, the ones that are at the top. So like Home Life Academy, Sunlight Curriculum, Bookshark, Demi Learning, Simply Classical, Austin and Lily, Otsmo, Heart of Dakota. And then we've got our gold partners here, Seven Sisters Homeschool, this amazing high school, middle school type of curriculum. True North Homeschool Academy, they are an online pre-recorded classes, Simply Charlotte Mason. And then we get into our silver sponsors, and then our bronze sponsors, and then some of our sponsors that are either listed on another page as a top tier, or those that come on for free. And again, all of these partners have been vetted. So they go through an interview process, and we make sure that their curriculum meets the standards of what we as parents who have homeschooled kids with struggles, we're looking for our own kids. So we don't just throw them on because it looks good. It's something that we know that could be utilized by families of struggling learners. So we have a whole section on reading curriculum, math curriculum, handwriting curriculum, spelling, writing, history and geography, science, life skills, social skills, high school options, foreign language, sign language, music, and then electives. And if you're looking for more, you're going to find these on the other page too, but those are listed on this page too. So I'm going to pop back again to that help button. Guess what? We also do reviews. And maybe if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you just realize that two new unboxings came out yesterday. Those aren't added into our review list yet, but they will be soon. The most recent one, full review, was the 101 series. It's a high school science series that goes from general science to biology and chemistry and physics. And it's one that I've used in my house. I was glad to do this review because this company supported my science teaching in high school through all three of my kids. And I just think it's an amazing product. And it's so easy to use and so simple for the kids. It makes science so fun and exciting and not just a laborious task in high school. And so, as you can see, we have a variety of different reviews. And if you click on one of these reviews, I'm going to go to Heart of Dakota here. You'll see that it goes to their main page, but then you can quick watch the unboxing, the review video done by one of our members of the review crew. And then we've got a series of checklists. Unlike a lot of websites where you're going to have to read through paragraphs of a review, we have checklists for you so you know the cost range, you know what subjects are covered, you know how many units there are, you know what type of methodology is used, what type of testing, learning styles, Is it Common Core? Is it accredited? Does it provide teacher helps? What is the font size? How many pictures are there? What's the binding? And so we cover all those, and then into adaptability. Can you use assistive technology in this? If a child or a parent has executive function issues, what are the concerns? What's the average length of a lesson? What's the concentration level? And then just really quick feedback from the reviewer on what they were most impressed by and what parents should be aware of when using that. Something that kind of caught them either good, bad, or in between, that they didn't know before they started. So that's kind of how we do reviews. And so if you're looking for curriculum, wondering how it might work, definitely check out that review section on the page off of our main page, the Get Homeschool Help one. And then, like I said, we list consultants, tutors, and testing providers. Therapists, we list ones that can do teletherapy, local therapy, and then special needs organizations, homeschooling organizations. But one of the most important, or actually two, I'm going to go into these, this Getting Started Guide and the High School Checklist, because a lot of you might be getting started new this year. This is going to be a tab that you want to go to, because there's a lot of good content on there that will help you get started and answer your basic questions. When I built this page, it was after working as a consultant for 15 years, and it was the questions that I heard over and over and over again, and the high school checklist is the same. So these are going to answer the most biggest questions you have. And so we're going to pop into this 9 easy steps to start homeschooling special ed on the top, because that really dives in deep to that. And I've got on our YouTube channel, and I think in the podcast too, we turned that into was just homeschooling your struggling learner and the introduction, getting started. And so if you search back on that, you'll find a talk that goes into detail all of these different steps. Just know that you need to know your homeschool law, because the education law in every state is different. So don't go on to onto Facebook and ask in a national group, what do I need to report for homeschooling? Because somebody may be living in California and you may be living in, I don't know, South Dakota, and they're going to tell you something that's completely wrong because your state laws are different. So just know that you need to know what your state laws are. This, our list will give you links to every state. And then join a homeschool organization. Whether you join HSLDA, your state organization, some state organizations provide legal help. But not most don't. They are partnered with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. But just know, because you are dealing with usually doctors and therapists and other people that are peering into your homeschool, you are more likely to have somebody question your right and ability to homeschool your child, because they're going to think that they know more than you do. So having that organization backing you is extremely helpful. And because I can't remember what the statistic was about percentage wise, but it's, if you have a special needs child in your homeschooling, you are more likely to have somebody question your ability to do that. And then make paperwork considerations. These are like tracking your child's progress. Some states require that. Some states require testing. So when you look at your state law, make sure that you know what you need to track. But also tracking your child's progress, their interventions that you need to give them, modifications, accommodations, that all can build a history for your student, so that when you need to ask for those outside your homeschool and you have paperwork to show that they've had those, it just makes it all that more easier to advocate for them. Then, of course, finding your curriculum, that's going to take you to our curriculum pages. Knowing your therapy options, just know you do not have to use your public school's therapy. You do not have to use private therapy. You actually, as a parent, could do therapy on your own. And we actually have a a whole page on our website of websites that are written by therapists for parents. And if you click on that, I'm going to take you to your different therapy options. You can do this federal and state funded ones. Those happen through your public school. You can do private ones through insurance, parent provided. And this is the more page that'll take you to that therapy at home page. There's a lot. There's a lot of free downloads on here and other resources. So then educational therapy services too, which are a lot of the people that we list on our website as therapists will do more educational therapy. They'll teach you how to be the therapist. They aren't going to say, well, I'm good at it. I don't want your help. That's what the public schools will do because they don't work with parents. If you say you want them to teach you, it's kind of an odd thing for them because most parents who use the public school services don't want anything to do with their child's therapy, where homeschoolers are very different. Then I encourage you to find your tribe. Again, that is by joining one of our groups or a local homeschool group that will understand the struggles that are unique to homeschooling a child with specific learning challenges. Finally, you know, these are all things that we're told, but if you're new this year and you haven't been told this yet, just know you need to reprogram your educational philosophy because, well, a lot of times we want to do what's done in school at our home, and that didn't work in school for our child, and we have to rethink what is learning and unschool ourselves, unschool our children to know that learning happens all around us. And if we don't embrace those moments, if we can't learn while we're out exploring, playing, doing games, then we're missing out on the greatest learning activities that we have. And then maintain your students' individuality. This can be a challenge at times because God sees so fit that we have children who are very different from one another. And so customizing that education, and I did a whole hour talk when I had a guest no show a couple months ago, and you can go back to that talk, and it's all on customizing your child's education. So and that's on our YouTube channel. It also was turned into a podcast. So those are some things that you may want to dive into if you're trying to figure out how do I do that, and still use curriculum that I want to use. And then finally, a mission statement. Know why. You know, they always say the bigger your why, the more you're going to stick to it. And so know your why, post it up. And so on those days when you feel like, I just want to send my kids back to school, this is not working well, go back to that statement that you defined your why. And down on the bottom, this is my how to start homeschooling video. And this goes through all of these steps, like I said, in very much detail so that you don't have to, try to navigate that on your own. And again, there's another link to that therapy at home, creating routines. And these are links to some blogs that was written by our team members that are really good. We highlighted them during the pandemic when people were going, what do I do to get started? So like fun and motivational at home education learning ideas. How do you organize using work boxes? Tips for building resilience. How to use external motivators. This is actually our most popular blog on our website, 30 free online assessment tools for evaluating your struggling student. So that I will pop into that and show you what that is. But there's general assessments that you can go into. These are all parent administered. There's reading assessments, general grammar, assess for dyslexia, reading. Of course, this isn't going to give you an official diagnosis, but if you're thinking, is this what my child struggles with? I don't know. Do one of these free assessments because then you'll at least get an idea of, oh yeah, this is an issue. It isn't just me. I'm not just a bad teacher, or my child isn't just being resistant. Again, there is an underlying issue that that one of these assessments might help with. So math, general dyscalculia, auditory processing, functional educational vision, speech articulation, on and on. And so anyways, lots. You can see why this is one of the most popular blogs on our website. And then 10 resources for modified instructional reading texts. This is also really good to, if your child is reading at a lower level, but they want something that doesn't seem so babyish. That's a great resource to look into on how to modify it yourself. Time management strategies for at-home teaching, how to promote learning through play, and 7 tips for homeschooling during an illness because, well, you will get sick. And simple organizing ideas to effectively teach special ed at home. And then, of course, fall is coming. So there's 20 fall learning activities for you right there and what your child needs to know before first grade. Maybe you're homeschooling preschool. We'll be definitely highlighting this next month as we focus on preschool and all of that. And then 30 active special education learning activities, DIY at-home occupational therapy, tips for teaching active kids at home. Always helpful. 10 free hands-on studies that you can teach at home. Those are unit studies that cover a variety of subjects. 5 tips for school at home success. And then as we all struggle, am I good enough? Are you your child's best teacher? Read that article by Dawn. It is so encouraging. So that's a lot of stuff. I know. And so that's why I think when people look at our website, they get overwhelmed. So again, use that search tool at the bottom. What am I looking for? And use the search tool on our YouTube channel. I'm going to pop over there. We have playlists on our YouTube channel that will help you to figure out how to get started. This is our getting started playlist. And again, here's a section from that talk that I gave on customizing your curriculum. But all of these are just for new, they highlight topics for new homeschoolers that are extremely helpful. But if you go to our channel, you'll see not at the top, not this search at the top here. Oops. That's right. I got to share a new page with you. Let me remove this and share a new screen and then I'll come back to that. So I popped into our YouTube channel and I'm going to go back the page. This is our playlist for getting started. And so you'll see all of those things there. But if we go into the Sped Homeschool one, you'll see the search at the top of YouTube. You don't want to use that one. That one will search all of YouTube. What you want to search is right here after this list of videos, playlists, and I'm going to click on playlists first. You'll see all the playlists we have. We have a lot of them because we try to create a new playlist of content almost every month because we focus on a different topic. And that way it's super easy for you to go, oh, I want to know more about learning on the move with my kids or free or low cost homeschool resources or child behavior or teaching multiple learners or homeschooling IEPs. We've got it all. Like I said, we have over 900 videos on here. So you're going to find a lot of content. If you go to our home, we have a couple of those playlists listed out, like our guest interviews, which is going on right now. I'm going to have to replace that image. and then our review crew reviews. You'll see these are the two unboxings that just came out yesterday. Our getting started playlist. So that's for new to homeschoolers. The in the trenches. This is like the toughest questions that we get and how can we answer those. And then the final stretch is our high school playlist. So those are all helpful. But again, if you were to go to this little search after all of these here, you can put in, let's use dyslexia again, and search, and you'll find Getting to the Root Cause of Dyslexia with Dr. Jan Bedell. and then Advice for Teaching Writing to a Severely Dyslexic Child. That was Andrew Pudua I had on show a while back. And so there's a couple of videos with him, and then back to Jan for Teaching a Dyslexic Child, and then Beverly Parrish was on, and then How to Use Sign Language to Help Students with Dyslexia. So the hidden advantages of dyslexia, dyscalculia, dyslexia testing, options for homeschoolers. So you can see we have a lot of content on a lot of different subjects. So that is all extremely helpful, that the YouTube channel resources that we have. Okay, so I'm going to go back to our website now, and we're going to cover a few more things. Again, if you have questions, if you want me to find something for you on the website and show you where that is, I would be happy to do that. But I'm going to, while there are no questions, pop back to the New to Homeschool Help page. And again, that was, if we go back, that was found on this page, which is the second button down on our homepage. If you come to spedhomeschool.com and go get homeschool help, that's where you're going to find all these things. And then the high school checklist is right here. We've got our podcast, our IEP template, our broadcast schedule. So if you want to know who the guests are coming up instead of just getting the notices on Mondays, our online community, your therapy at home. Again, that's that list of resources that you can do therapy yourself. Our video library, that is our YouTube channel. We have parent training on a separate website called empoweredhomeschool.org or .com, where we have a masterclass for homeschooling or struggling to learn through high school. So you can purchase these products, how to create a special needs plan and special ed PTA. This is helping your child moving from high school to independent living. And Barb has a great program there. And then also Jim Hodges has given us a couple of his audio recordings. Just know that when you purchase anything on this website, that it does go to support our nonprofit work. And so you can do that. And then also this is where you can join our community. If you want some homeschool coaching, it's just $5 a month. And then we have a couple consultants, Don Spence and Amy Vickery, who moderate that coaching group. But then you can join our free group. And if you're a partner, you can join our partner group. And again, this is where you can find all of our upcoming broadcasts. So, oops. And I just realized I'm not sharing my screen on that. So just know that you can find all those resources on the parent training section there. So free downloads, that is the most visited page other than the one blog I was talking about, because there's a lot of really good content on here, and I'll show you what's on here. We have a free IEP template and guide. So the template, you just click there, it'll download to your computer or your phone or wherever you're at. If you click guide, it'll actually walk you step by step through every section of that IEP, so that you know what to put there. You have resources on what to put there, and then extra helps, blogs, things for each of those sections. So it's very detailed and walks you through that, and it makes it super easy, which we wanted to do. We created a museum checklist and guide with the International Association for... Oh, now I'm blanking on their name. I'm going to, hopefully it'll pop to their site. Yes. And so this is just how to make a museum more accessible. The International Association for Creation worked on this with us a couple years ago. And so it's even just ways that you can talk with a museum to help them prepare for your visit if your child has accessibility issues or needs, and you want to be able to make that the best experience possible. And so that checklist and guide are extremely helpful in that area. So so just know that that's another free resource for you on that free downloads page. And then iWords, one of our partners, gave us a whole bunch of free downloads. So you can click on their words 1 through 4. They have sight words, order of frequency, a lot of different things. And then Dr. Carol Brown, she was on last week. We mentioned this part of it on her interview, but she has an hour-long video on teaching visual and auditory processing with games. And then she has a 41-page handout that goes there too. And then, of course, you're going to find my handouts for all the talks that I do. I do a lot of them. And that's what's on our free downloads page. So So yes, there's a lot of resources on that free downloads page, but I'm going to pop back into our high school one, because this is a lot of questions we're getting, you know, as you're maybe been homeschooling for a while. They say that the most time that parents face just anxiety, the highest amounts of anxiety when homeschooling, is when getting started. So if you're getting started, I'm hopefully answered a lot of your questions there. Teaching their child how to read, which if your child struggles in reading, we have a lot of resources on our website. Just put down reading on there, and starting high school. So our high school checklist will hopefully help you a little bit with easing up on those two. And just know that we do have that whole playlist on our YouTube channel that goes into high school types of questions as well. Graduation laws. Every state is different, so that makes you go back to your state homeschool law to see what is required for graduation. A lot of states don't have graduation requirements. They may for the public school students. Just know this: if there are public school requirements for graduating from high school, they oftentimes will not be the same, if any, for private school students. The private school usually sets those graduation requirements, and in most states, homeschoolers are that private school. So again, check your law. That does not go across the board for every state, but in the majority of states, that is true. You, of course, want to create a transition plan. How do I get my child from where they are to where they're going? And so this talks about transition planning, giving your child accommodations, why it is best to document those accommodations. And then again, links to IEPs, that template and guide for you'd be able to use that. Just know that if your student is going to want accommodations or help in some way taking a standardized entrance test for a college, the more history you've created during the high school years, the better off they are, in addition to getting specific testing done. And we have lots of resources that cover that, whole shows on our YouTube channel, hours long, that talk about just the importance of that. Core subjects, of course, then you're going to cover your core subjects in high school and help your kids with those basics, reading, writing, math. But then this is where homeschooling in high school is such a joy, is those electives. And you get to help your kids explore and learn what they do best. Try out things. And I know we've got a lot of broadcasts on this. So just know you can dive you can make anything a subject. Let's just put it that way. We have done a lot of things in our homeschool. And again, that customizing your curriculum talk that I did dives into a lot of that. But we did aerial silks as a FIED. My daughter did sewing. She did fashion design. She did a variety of different things. We did podcasting as one with my son. The sky's the limit. You just have to write up the description, count the hours, figure out how you're going to grade it, all of those things. And so then, of course, adding in those life skills and the volunteering work and getting that all in the transcript. And here's some links also on this page for free transcript templates. There's a lot of them out there, but those will help. So, and of course, we have a master class. It's a 20-module class on homeschooling or struggling learner through high school, and you can find that on this page. And it's also, if you go to empoweredhomeschool.com or empoweredhomeschool.org, this master class is available, but it has 20 modules. It was written by, I think there were 8 of us. It took us over a year to put this together. There is an extensive amount of content on there, taking you everywhere from how to get started to graduating and beyond. You can take a look at an overview of what's in there before you purchase it, but it'll be extremely helpful throughout your high schooling time. So, wow, I've been talking a lot. anyways, that's on that high school page. And just know that also on this page, we always have our featured articles. These are the ones that we'll be highlighting on social media this week. This one is our new one, the one in the middle, that of the blogs listed is Do Homeschool Students Need a Public School IEP? And that was a great article written by one of our partners. And most of our articles are written by the partners that have support our nonprofit work and who run organizations, companies, therapy companies, and curriculum companies that cater specifically to parents of struggling learners. So they are the professionals. I just help coordinate it all. I, out of everybody, I'm probably the one who knows the least. So I always think it's so funny when somebody asks me a question about how to homeschool their kids. I just survived mine basically. And we all did it together. And we live to tell that we did it. Anyways, but just know that, you know, wherever you're at, our resources really will be helpful to you. And then, of course, we have our most recent podcasts and videos down at the bottom. Subscribe to our newsletter. And again, you can donate, partner, or join our team, figure out how to do that. We even have volunteer positions available. So, so hopefully that kind of walks you through a bit of what's on our website and how we can help you with homeschooling. I see there's no questions yet, but I'm glad those of you that have been watching with me, and I just know that your search tool at the bottom is your greatest companion, and that we're just trying to create more content for you. Amy is watching on Facebook and says, these resources are a blessing. I'm teaching a homeschool student with a medical condition. Thank you so much. Oh, you're so welcome. You know, the reason I do what I do is because I know what it's like to be in your shoes. I'm going to start crying. But I know there was nothing when I started homeschooling my kids. You know that, we're coming on year 20 now. All my kids have graduated. But just how difficult it was to navigate and feel so alone and not feel like there was anything out there for me. And I want you to know that there are a lot of people. Now, just the statistic off of the front of our website page shows you that your student is one of 3.9 million at this point. And a recent information I just saw pop up today was that within Texas, where I live, the request for withdrawals for homeschooling bumped up 40% higher than it was last year at this time. So we are still seeing a mass exodus out of the public school system. And what the statistics have shown us is the people that have stayed homeschooling are the ones of the struggling learners. So our community is increasing by leaps and bounds. And we're just happy to be here to give you the resources that you need and to continue improving them. We know that we're just getting started. Actually, next week will be our 5-year anniversary. So we'll have been doing this for 5 years. It's amazing to think that much time has gone by. And next week also, as I'm wrapping up, I want to tell you what's exciting about next week. So we have been partnering with the Ministry of Johnny and Friends. If you know Johnny Erickson Tata, she had a diving accident. Whoops, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to do this. When she was 17, and she wrote a book after God got a hold of her heart to just tell her she had a greater purpose in life than just being in a wheelchair. And so she now has a ministry that reaches thousands of families on a regular basis. And they approached our ministry last year and asked if we would do a family camp with them. So I'm just very emotional about this. Next week, we will be hosting our very first family camp in Minnesota. There'll be 12 families that we are going to be blessing their socks off and helping them to get some respite and renewal in their faith and time with their families. So we have volunteers flying in from all over the country to help with this. We're still trying to raise some funds for one family has, I think, about $100 to go. They need some help. So if you pop onto the resource group on Facebook. You'll see that post there. But we are just so excited to be able to do this pilot program with Johnny and Friends. And the goal is that that next year this program in Minnesota will continue, and then we'll be able to expand it into other states as our relationship with this ministry and our ministry grows. So we just can't wait to bless families in a new way and to continue growing more local communities. The goal is that as we develop these retreats in various states, is that we'll be able to then start connecting families to one another, being able to share local resources instead of just national resources. And so there is a bigger picture involved here. I am a big picture thinker and super excited where this opportunity is going to take us, and to be able to provide you resources that I know you're so desperately looking for. Connections with people, connections with local resources, and the respite that you so much need and deserve. So anyways, but what's super exciting is, even if you're not coming to family retreat with us next week, you'll be able to virtually come for an hour, half an hour to an hour. We're going to broadcast live next week from the family retreat in Minnesota. So I hope that you join us then. From there, I don't know who all from my team and the campers, whoever is going to show up. It's during lunchtime, so I'm assuming it's going to be a little quieter. But Steve Demme from Demme Learning and the originator of Matthew C will be our camp pastor. And so he's going to be on site. We have a couple other of our partners that will be coming in on different days. I know one will be there on Tuesday when we're broadcasting, but anyways, it'll be exciting. And I hope you can join us next Tuesday for that live broadcast, or to watch or listen in on the podcast later. So that's it. Thank you all for joining me. This hopefully gave you a good overview of what we do, why we do it, and how to find what you need. So important. On our website, on our YouTube channel, so that you are empowered. That is our goal, to empower you to home educate your learners. And so just want you to know that this broadcast was sponsored by viewers like you. And if you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation to Sped Homeschool, you can visit our website at spedhomeschool.com. You can either make a one-time donation, or you can sign up to be a monthly giver. Ongoing support keeps us going, and the ministry that we provide to you. So thanks all for joining me. I appreciate you hanging in there and learning just what we can do to help you. I'm super excited that we can offer you all of these resources, and that that we are just building a community of support and encouragement, and helping our kids to be who God made them to be, instead of what the world says they are, because they are not defined by what they can't do. They are defined by who made them. And so thanks, everybody, and have a great week. And I will see you from Minnesota next week. And so until then, have an awesome week, and I'll see you then. Bye, everybody.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.